From KQED in San Francisco, this is the California Report, the statewide news program focusing on the issues, culture, and public affairs of the Golden State.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from A.G. Edwards, caring for nest eggs for more than 120 years with a commitment to provide objective financial advice.
Digital Foundry Business and Software Consulting is proud to support its multinational clientele and the California Report podcast. Digital Foundry, on the web at digitalfoundry.com.
From KQED Public Radio, this is the California Report. Good morning, I'm Rachel Miro. Mexican and U.S. governors have been meeting in Baja, California this week to talk about drugs, guns, immigration, and border security. Mexican President Felipe Calderón made headlines telling the group immigration is an inevitable natural phenomenon. He wants the U.S. Congress to figure out a way to let more Mexicans work here legally. Calderón added, Mexico doesn't celebrate migration. Our best people, he said, are the ones who go. Heal the Bay has delivered the best report card on California beaches since the group began testing the water off the coast 18 years ago. Thanks to dry weather and better control of urban storm runoff, the water at most of the state's 500 beaches is largely free of illness-causing bacteria. Time to get out the surfboard before the weather turns cold. This year, California's community colleges are under a legislative mandate to keep better records on how well their students perform. The numbers are not good. Pressure is building for major reform, as Deborah Baer reports from Los Angeles in the final installment of our special series on community colleges.
Los Angeles City College is an inner-city campus near Hollywood. It calls itself an urban oasis of learning.
The Student Assistance Center is the first stop for most students when they come here to LACC. It orients them as to all of the programs of study, the services provided at LACC. We even have food stamp representatives coming from the county, which come here.
That's Kalinda Weber-McLean leading a tour of the campus. She's the head of matriculation and counseling. LACC is the most ethnically diverse of the nine-college L.A. Community College District. More than 80% of its students qualify for financial aid or fee waivers.
We have all different kinds of students, from high school students on up to returning students that have been out of school for 30, 40 years.
The average age is 30. Statewide community college students today are older. Many are the first in their families to attend college, and many are working parents who can't attend full time.
I see the student that's struggling, that quit because they need more time at home with their kids. I see the student that quit because they don't have the money to come. I also see the student that has been, as I've had many students in the past, that have been homeless, that has been living on the streets and still studying here at City and just can't do it anymore.
Under the state system's new method of measuring student performance, only 46% of LACC's students who tried to finish a degree or certificate or transfer to a four-year university succeeded in the last 6 years. The obvious question is, why are so many students failing? But administrators here say they're surprised that so many of their students are succeeding. Rebecca Tilburg is the Dean of Research and Planning.
When we get results like this, it's encouraging. We are definitely doing something right here. Now, at the same time, we want to do more.
LACC isn't too far below the system-wide student success rate. It's 52%.
I don't think 52% is a black eye. In fact, I almost think it's a good starting point.
Mark Drummond is the chancellor of the L.A. Community College District.
I certainly think it can be improved.
Until recently, Drummond was in Sacramento, where for 3 years he headed the California Community College system. He says administrators and educators know what they need to do to help more students succeed. And if they get the funding to do it, he says, the numbers will improve.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if we could notch it up to 60 or 62 or 65. You're never going to get much beyond that because, frankly, of the nature of the population we serve.
That's probably true, says Murray Haberman, the executive director of the California Post-Secondary Education Commission. The big problem, he says, is that most students aren't ready for college.
At the end of the day, the students who go on to the community colleges in particular are only as good as they are coming out of the K-12 system. So the real burden for improving student performance rests with the K-12 system.
About 75% of the incoming community college students need remedial education or basic skills classes in English and math.
Community colleges will quickly defend themselves when people question the success rates and say, well, look at our student body. Look how underprepared they are. And that's absolutely true.
Nancy Schulock is the head of the Institute for Higher Education Learning and Policy at Cal State Sacramento. She and other experts say if community colleges don't do a better job, the state's going to be in trouble because of some disturbing economic trends.
Shortages in the workforce, declines in education levels, declines in per capita income. We don't see any way that these trends can be turned around without more student success in the community colleges because they are so critical to the state's economy.
Schulock released a study early this year showing only about a quarter of community college students were meeting their goals. Her report included a number of reforms, some being considered by the system, others controversial, including tying funding for community colleges to their success rates instead of just the number of students they enroll.
It's really important to get some measures of success, however we can define them, integrated into the way we fund community colleges. The challenge is how to do it.
The problem with that is that it can set up a situation where you cherry pick students.
Gary Colombo is the Vice Chancellor for Institutional Effectiveness at LA Community College District. He says many educators bristle at that idea.
You know, you deliberately try to recruit only sort of high-skilled, high-end students, and you, in effect, sort of actively discourage underskilled students to come to your campus, and that is a problem, I think. Then you're talking about really doing a disservice to the population.
California's community college system has long been praised as a national model for its open-door policy and low student fees. Protecting that access is important, says Patrick Perry, the Vice Chancellor of Research and Information at the System Office in Sacramento.
Currently, the system office is focused on finding solutions to student success issues that don't hamper access, which is something that has long been a tenet of the community college system in California.
One major area of focus is an overhaul in the way the colleges teach remedial education, since so many students need basic skills. Perry says all of the campuses will begin doing that next month. The system is also reviewing how it assesses students, and it's trying to form better partnerships with high schools so that students know what's expected of them and are better prepared when they get to college. For the California Report, I'm Deborah Baer in Los Angeles.
That's the California Report for Friday, September 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. Our engineer is Danny Bringer, with additional engineering from Howard Gelman, Seal Muller, and Jim Bennett. Susie Racho directed the show this week. The editor is Kat Snow. Our senior editor is Pat Flynn. Our interns are Deidre Crawford and Megan McCarty. The producers are Victoria Malione and Erica Kelly. Ingrid Becker is the senior producer. Our news director is Bruce Kuhn. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by the Walter S. Johnson Foundation, AARP, and its more than 3 million California members working to ensure access to affordable, quality health care for all Californians. Online at aarp.org. And Osh Complete Home and Garden, offering service and selection to Californians for over 75 years. Ideas, tips, and solutions at osh.com.